Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
When you need a hand with a home project in Marion County and beyond, what local group do many people turn to? Let's go in-depth with Brianne Patel with a Call to Serve Ministries, Pella. So, Brianne, can you give us an update on what a Call to Serve Ministries is up to?
Sure. This time of year, we're starting to wind down with the regular continuous service projects we do. But this is our planning season, so we're getting geared up to plan for our service surge that happens this spring. Doesn't mean we won't still have projects, you know, day-to-day as they come in, but they're mostly indoor projects. But I did bring some stats to share with you. So far, through the end of November, we've helped 70 families year-to-date, and we've completed over 80 projects with 410 volunteers yet this year.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we have quite a few people that are involved.
The service surge is fascinating. It's a lot of fun. Everybody gathers, they get the prep, then they go out. There's an energy and an enthusiasm that just is contagious.
Yeah, I agree. Every year, it's my cheeks hurt from smiling as I'm visiting with homeowners or visiting with our volunteers. There's just this excitement about the day. And the day is always blessed with good weather. It's always the weekend after tulip time, and we're just thankful for that sunshine and the opportunity to be outside. Every year it's pretty exciting. Last year we were in multiple communities again. That was the second year we've done that. And the board and I have been discussing about next year's, and we're hoping to continue that model of being in multiple communities on the same day. Kind of gives that bigger picture that this is going on in more places than just right in your hometown. So you're part of something bigger is the message.
Well, and it is pretty big. I think you do stuff in virtually every city in the county, right? And then you've ventured beyond, right?
Right. So last year, we were in Sheraton, Newton, Oskaloosa, and Pella. And for the first time, we were international. We were over in Tima, Ghana. We had a past board member who had moved over there and wanted to take this model and bring it over there, and it was just really well received. And the interesting thing, as I mentioned, being a part of something bigger, they had very similar projects that they were doing there that we do here. So roofing and painting and minor construction or even property cleanup. They were doing these similar projects there as we were doing here. And it was neat to hear from them as well that, you know, they felt a part of something bigger, that there was people across the world that were working on the same day.
And Tima, Ghana is?
In Africa.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a pretty far reach for such an organization. Are there plans for further expansion?
I don't know. We'll just see kind of where the Lord leads us. Every year we pray about it, and the board, and we just discuss and where we feel like we're led. And we certainly don't just walk into a community without community support. We like local advocates that are willing to be a part of the planning team, and we come in and walk alongside them and help with the planning process. But really, to continue the model, is we need people that are passionate about serving others, and they want to just, you know, work together to bring the service search to their community every year.
So essentially, you could do it anywhere where there was a community member that was familiar with the organization and just wanted to build it in that community.
Right. And so if it's a first-time community, so I'll give an example. A couple of years ago, Sheraton approached us, and they wanted to do this. So there was an advocate in a specific church there that wanted to bring this service model to their community. And they did it beyond the service surge, and they've come back each year. And this last year, they really owned it. Essentially, it was their playbook that we shared. And we have an ACTS representative that walks alongside of them the first year. And then we just provide that support each time. And some communities like us to be there every year, and we do provide representation each year that we do the service surge. So there's a board member or myself in that community the day of the surge, and as well as walking alongside their community advocates for the planning.
More in depth,
after this. I continued my conversation about a call to serve ministries with Breanne Patel. The reaching out is very interesting to me. Almost all of the stories that I'm familiar with are pretty compelling. I remember one in Knoxville where they were helping an elderly lady whose roof leaked like a sieve, and they put a new roof on. I mean, how that's just pretty moving, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we work alongside with the homeowner, too. So we want to give them a hand up. So we work together where the homeowner provides the supplies and we work to provide that volunteer labor. And yeah, roofing, that's a pretty hard job. Pretty highly skilled individuals have to work on that. But we try to find various projects for the day. So as skilled as roofing to yard work, so more family friendly to opportunities as well. But yeah, speaking of testimonies, I remember my first year, we had a young, I'll call them a young family, you know, were in their house and they needed help painting the exterior of it. And I was just amazed, the time of year farmers are trying to get into the fields, and I was amazed at the amount of people that showed up to assist this woman. They were from a church that were primarily farmers as their profession, and kind of took a time out and went and helped her that day to show her that love because she had been attending their church. And she just said, I didn't know people did this anymore. And I asked her, I said, what did you mean? She said, I didn't know people spent time helping their neighbors anymore. And I was like, wow, that really kind of took me back a little bit. Like, yeah, I need to slow down in my day and listen to what my neighbor needs more than what's on my schedule.
Right, because you can come together and something that would be a very difficult or perhaps impossible task can be done in a morning or a day. I mean, that's the goal, right?
Right. The day of the service surge is to focus on projects that can get done in that six-hour time frame. We kind of rally the troops before 8. We like to start projects by 8, and we're done by 2. So it's a very doable service day, and it's, you know, during the nicest part of the day. And yeah, so we try to keep projects are within that time frame. We've had a few that going into them, knowing we would be starting them that day and then finishing them up in the next few weeks.
Yeah, because some of them are pretty big.
Right. Sometimes wheelchair ramps take a little bit longer than the day of. We've had like roofing projects that either the surge is just a tear off, or maybe we've done the tear off and you're just applying. But we do try to keep most of them within that time frame. So painting projects and minor construction, yard cleanup, those types of things are completed within that time frame. We've even had rotations. Last year we had in Pella, it was 3 properties that we did within the service search time frame where they rotated among those 3 and yard cleanup. I think they were all elderly couples, so it was more of a senior service opportunity for people to serve on.
Well, and what a lot of people, I think, might not know about is that there's ongoing projects throughout the year. It seems like about once a week I'll get an email from you talking about a particular project.
Right. So throughout the year, we schedule service projects. And then the service surge is just that one, I guess, day of celebration of serving others that we do as a surge, really. But yeah, we are always scheduling projects as they come to us throughout the year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about a call to serve ministries with Breanne Patel. Is there enough help? Do you have the kinds of people and resources and skills that you need?
We have a very large volunteer base that has signed up for our newsletter, but we are always looking for volunteers. How I communicate to the people that call us for assistance for a few extra hands is that our volunteers are always willing. It's just when they're able So with that being said, everybody has their own schedule. So of course, we can always use people with various skill sets to help. So we're always looking for new volunteers and new skill sets. So we've been spending a lot of time lately, it seems, people have been calling us for assistance on their household moves. And, you know, that is a project from a skill set standpoint. You know, anyone can do that. So that's one of those things that we could always use volunteers on, and they can bring the family along.
Well, yeah. The many hands will help.
Exactly. Many hands make light work.
Yeah. All right. And you don't need a lot of skill to carry that. You just need a strong back, and not necessarily, not all of us have to move pianos.
Right, hopefully. But yeah, we have, on moving projects, yes, you know, I think there's that assumption too, you're moving a lot of heavy furniture, but we do try to balance. So if I only get, you know, two people signed up for the project, we might look at a different day. So even if you sign up and no one else has signed up, you're not necessarily going to have to go ahead and do that. We try to find some flexibility, or we recruit some more volunteers, so you're not going to be breaking your back.
Well, and how about special skill sets for certain kinds of tasks? Like, for example, you probably don't want to let me at your plumbing.
Oh, okay. I remember that one.
But, I mean, like, do you need people that know plumbing and stuff like that?
We do need people that have specialized skills. However, the state of Iowa does require certified people on certain types of projects, such as electrical and plumbing. So if you're running plumbing lines, things like installing a shower surround or replacing a toilet, no, you know, you don't need a certified plumber on that. But you do need people that are knowledgeable enough that can, you know, if a bathroom surround needs to be replaced or some tile needs to be done or some floorboards replaced, they have to know how that works. But there's very few things we haven't attempted to try, as long as we have the appropriate volunteer with the skill set to do it. But those are a couple things that, just by the state of Iowa, we're not really allowed to do with volunteers.
Well, and you can't do all of this coordination yourself. I know that. You must have a strong and good board behind you.
Yes, I do. Our board is represented by Joel Bennett. We have Joe Voss, Kyle Nelson, Jeff Brooksford, and Rochelle Veenstra. So they make up our board, and they are very supportive. So while I take care of the day-to-day operations, they help open doors when necessary or provide that direction and that leadership that is needed. And oftentimes, they're actually assisting as well. They're just passionate about service, and that's why they're a part of ACTS. So oftentimes you'll find them leading a project or definitely helping out on the day of the service surge, too.
Now, funding. There has to be some funding for this. You said that a lot of times a call to serve provides the labor, but sometimes you need some more funding, right?
Sure. Every ministry operates off of that funding. So ACTS is primarily supported by independent financial partners. So we're just thankful for all those partnerships that people have felt called to give to the ministry, because all of that goes back into the community by getting the supplies to help our volunteers serve people. So you might not have everything in your toolbox, but you have the knowledge to help. So ACTS wants to be that resource, and having that toolbox, if you will, of tools that people can use to serve others. So that funding goes back into the community that way, by helping others serve each other.
Are there requirements? I mean, it seems to me that you're helping people that are in a jam. How do you determine whether somebody's in a jam, or do you? You just trust them, or what?
Right, that's a good question. We actually don't have a application process, is maybe one way to look at it. If someone is contacting us, we assume they have the need. And so we worked to either help them organize what they need to do or get them connected with another organization that would be able to assist them. So if they have a financial need, I just explain we're not a financial institution. I don't give out money to clients, but I will reference them to another organization here in town that might be able to assist them, and then for them to give us a call when they need help on the volunteer labor side. So we have pretty good partnerships with other ministries here in town as well. But as far as qualifying them, if they're calling us, there's a need. And sometimes it's just they don't have resources here in town with, I don't have family that's close. I don't have friends that are here. I hear that a lot with household moves. They just need a few extra hands or they don't have the back to do it. And we just connect them with those volunteers that want to walk alongside them.
Well, it's fun, too, to meet interesting new people and just work. There's something about working side by side with somebody to help you get to know them.
Yeah, there is. I have another story for you. We had a couple that moved to town here in Tupelo and didn't have local family or friends. And they somehow, I think, maybe got our organization's name from the chamber and just said, we need help unloading. We're moving here, so we need help unloading. So we met with them, and he just said, hey, if you ever have a need, and he had the opportunity this last service search, he signed up to be a team leader on a service search project, and ever since then, he's been volunteering regularly as well. He was so thankful for the extra hands and that people showed him this community and love that he wanted to reciprocate that.
I bet that kind of thing happens all the time.
Yeah, we do have quite a few relationships built on that, or they serve the couple or the person once, and then they built that relationship that day, and now they kind of call them. They go around us, which is what we're about. We want to create relationships for people and have them be more in tune to their neighbors' needs.
Well, and as we close today, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
Sure. Well, I'd like to thank all of our volunteers from throughout the 2014 year, and we look forward to seeing them again in 2015. And I'd like people to keep their eyes open for when we start our planning for the service search in 2015. We can't do it without volunteers. So the volunteers are the face of ACTS. So I organize day to day, but they are ACTS. The board is an ACTS, and I'm not ACTS. So we are truly grateful for all of them and want them to be involved for the service search planning for next year. If there's a community that wants to host one, they can contact me. People can get connected with ACTS through Facebook, or we're on Twitter, or even our website, and you can select, there's a get emails icon, and they can sign up to receive our service opportunity newsletter, and they can be more in tune to the community needs that way. But yes, I'm looking forward to working on the service search with anybody that would like to.
Thanks to Breanne Patel for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.